Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Louis Zemlich with the Epiphany Radio Program here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. Welcome to our program today, and it is the 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And, of course, this is an outreach of the Catholic Church here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, covering all of southwestern Michigan. And hopefully in a few weeks, usually the first Sunday of the month, we have the Bishop of Kalamazoo, Bishop Paul Bradley, on the program. And we basically, what we do on the program is we read the readings from Mass, from the Catholic Mass, that are read every Sunday at Catholic churches throughout the world. And so we kind of have liturgy of the Word, and then we preach a little bit about what the Church teaches on that, and also, you know, common things that are happening today, you know. And as an example, today is Father's Day. So we ask in a certain way, you know, do you have a father? Or what was your father like? You know, sir. And for some men, especially men and women, both, if we've had, you know, really a tragic time with our fathers, it's hard for us to relate to God. And so we have to ask for healing. We really have to ask for healing, that if our earthly father did not love us, care for us, tell us that he, you know, that I love you, that if we never heard those words from our father or from our mother, you know, it's a very sad thing, my brothers and sisters. But we can break that cycle of really... you know, and sometimes it's not their fault. You know, sometimes that's how they were raised. You know, they never heard that word love. They never heard that word love. And how hard is it for you, my brothers and sisters? We'll talk about that a little bit more. How hard is it for you to say that word, love? Yeah. How hard is that for you to love? Especially love those who are very unlovable. It's easy to love people who love us back and are nice to us, give us the things we want, always saying yes. But that's not reality. Reality is sometimes we come in conflict. We even come in conflict with God. And then we have to ask ourselves, why am I in conflict? And so as we read the scriptures today, we wish everyone a happy Father's Day. And to try to make it a good Father's Day, and to offer up forgiveness and love to our fathers, whether they're here with us still, or whether they've gone on to their heavenly reward, or who knows where they may be. Maybe they're still waiting for that answer. Maybe still waiting for forgiveness. That could be too. So let's consider that. And let us get right into the readings. This is June 17th, 2018. And in case you're just joining us, this is the Epiphany Radio Program here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. And if you're interested in anything about the Catholic Church, you can go to diokzoo.org. That's the Diocese of Kalamazoo website. And lots of good things on there about the Catholic Church. You can also go to ewtn.com. A lot of great information on there, CatholicAnswers.com, another great place to get information about the Catholic Church. But let's go right into the readings today. Our first reading is from Ezekiel 17:22-24. Thus says the Lord God, I too will take from the crest of the cedar, from its topmost branch, tear off a tender shoot and plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain heights of Israel I will plant it. I shall put forth branches and bear fruit and become a majestic cedar. Birds of every kind shall dwell beneath it. Every winged thing and shade of its boughs, and all the trees of the field shall know that I, the Lord, bring low the high tree, lift high the lowly tree, wither up the green tree and make the withered tree bloom. As I, the Lord, have spoken, so will I do. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our psalm reading is Psalm 92, and the responsorial to that is, Lord, it is good to give thanks to you. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praise to your name, Most High, to proclaim your kindness at dawn and your fruitfulness throughout the night. Lord, it is good to give thanks to you. The just one shall flourish like the palm tree. Like a cedar of Lebanon shall he grow, that they are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Lord, it is good to give thanks to you. They shall bear fruit even in old age. Vigorous and sturdy they shall be, declaring how just is the Lord, my rock, in whom there is no wrong. Lord, it is good to give thanks to you. Our second reading is from 2 Corinthians 5, 6 through 10. That's 2 Corinthians 5, 6 through 10. Brothers and sisters, we are always courageous, although we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Yet we are courageous, and we would rather leave the body and go home to the Lord. Therefore, we aspire to please Him, whether we are at home or away. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive recompense according to what he did in the body, whether good or evil. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our gospel reading today is from the Gospel of Mark. Mark 4, 26 through 34. That's Mark 4, 26 through 34. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how the kingdom of God is. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and though all the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of its own accord the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, that, when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them, and they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So some beautiful readings for us today, and some beautiful readings out of the Catechism too to go over. But it's kind of an interesting set of readings that we have today. And of course, this is Father's Day here in the United States. I don't know if it's Father's Day other places in the world, but it's Father's Day here in the United States of America, in our great country. And rejoice and be glad, you know, that we live in such a beautiful country as the United States of America. And I truly hope, my brothers and sisters, whatever political persuasion you have, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, if you are a believer in God, that you pray for our leaders. You pray for these people who have been elected to office, who have been freely elected, and that you pray for them. And that you pray that they make the right decisions. They make the right decisions for the weakest in our communities, that they make the right decision for children, that they make the right decisions for the elderly, that we care for the sick, that we care for the homeless, that we care for those who need help. But we also, in a certain way, need to remember too, my brothers and sisters, not to enable people, not to enable people to the point to where they cannot achieve freedom. And if you give someone too much aid or too much help, you know, as our parents always would tell us, you know, too much of anything, you spoil the person, and the person becomes spoiled. And it happens in families today, you know, where, you know, families who have a lot, and, you know, if they let their kids just have, and they never learn how to work, and they never learn to stand on their own two feet, and then once the parents are gone, they fall apart because they don't have the skills. They don't have the skills. They haven't been taught the skills of how to survive, how to work, how to make a living, and how important work is, how important all those things are for us. So let's go right into the scripture readings. And very unbelievably, you know, in the Ezekiel, the Catechism doesn't have any listing for this chapter of Ezekiel, which is really kind of amazing and kind of cool in a way, because we really take a deep breath to look at how this compares with the gospel. See how the Lord talks about planting this tree atop this high mountain, right? And so he plants us. God plants us, plants you and me, sows this seed. And with the grace of God, with prayer, you know, with trying to live that life that God has planned for us, we can become that great cedar. This great cedar tree. Majestic. Isn't that something beautiful? Majestic. I can become this majestic cedar. See? So, but also to remind us that the Lord bring low the high tree and lift high the lowly tree and wither up the green tree. That God is in charge. God is truly in charge, my brothers and sisters. And then our second reading, when we go into 2 Corinthians 5, 6 through 10, that we walk by faith, not by sight. You know, my brothers and sisters, a lot of people will talk about the Eucharist. They'll talk about, oh, I can't believe you Catholics believe that that's actually the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. How can you believe that? How is that possible? And I say to them, we walk by faith, not by sight. We are Catholics. We are the universal church. We are the original church. And my brothers and sisters, everything doesn't have to be proven to us by a scientific formula that is created by men. We believe in God, the God of miracles, the God of the Eucharist. See? You should have miracles happening in your church. Miracles. And in the Catholic Church there is. Now we have a long ways to go, absolutely. You know, absolutely we have a long ways to go. Especially with respect for the Eucharist, respect for human beings, respect for all of our brothers and sisters. But this church, the church is on a journey, away from heaven, heading towards that glory of the second coming of Christ. And I want to read this from the Catechism, which is really beautiful. It's from the Catechism, number 769 of the Catechism. And it's just beautiful in regards to this reading from Corinthians, especially when we talk about our faith. You know, what is our faith like? You know, does everything have to be proven to me? You know, when we come home at night, we talk to our wife or our husband, and we say, I love you, and they say, well, prove it. Well, sometimes maybe you do need to prove it. Maybe you do need to bring home flowers, or maybe make a nice dinner, or take the person, your husband or your wife, out to dinner, right? Greet them at the door. What about that? You know, we see our animals do that sometimes. You know, our dogs and cats will greet us. You know, greet your spouse at the door, right? You know, have a kind word to say. Don't start off writing off in the negative right off the bat. And take time to talk to each other about their day, too. Not that we're supposed to fix anything, but to be interested. To be interested in our work and in our lives and in our struggles. And to really be partners, to really be a couple, to really be one in Christ Jesus. And I'll tell you, my brothers and sisters, if you're not going to church anywhere, if you're not praying together, it's very difficult to stay married. You know, you need that grace of the sacrament of marriage. You need that blessing of God. You need to have God in your marriage because it is so difficult, especially when raising children. You know, the husband has one idea, the wife has another. You know, the wife is fine if the kids move out at 30 and you want to see them leave after the day after their 8th. The men want to see the children leave the day after their 18th birthday. Right? So it's very different. Very different way of thinking. You know? And so, but both are necessary and both are good. See? And the child shouldn't look at the dad as, oh, the dad doesn't love me as much because he wants me to move out, or, you know, and or vice versa. No. You need to be an adult. You need to learn. You need to not take everything so personally and understand that it's for your own good to become independent, to become self-sufficient, to truly become free. But there's a price that comes with that freedom. Responsibility. See? And this is why we pray. This is why we pray, why we believe in God, why we ask God to come into our lives, why we ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten us, to tell us when we're wrong. Because yes, my brothers and sisters, even if you're 50 or 60 or 70 years old, you can still be wrong. And yes, if there's any teenagers listening, you can be wrong too. Or if you're 20 or 30, you can be wrong. You could also be right. And we need to be adults about that. So this is from 769 of the Catechism. It's really beautiful. The church will receive its perfection only in the glory of heaven. So it's not that the church becomes perfect here. See? The church is full of sinners. People who make mistakes. Including people who are leaders. Deacons, priests, bishops, popes, all make mistakes. Religious men and women, sisters and nuns, make mistakes. Sometimes make horrible mistakes. Sometimes treat people awfully. We must move on and forgive them and be adults. So the church will receive its perfection only in the glory of heaven. At this time of Christ's glorious return, until that day, the church progresses on her pilgrimage amidst the world's persecutions and God's consolations. Here below, she knows that she is an exile far from the Lord and longs for the full coming of the kingdom, when she will be united in glory with her King. The church and through the world will not be perfected in glory without great trials. Only then will all the just from the time of Adam, from Abel, the just one, to the last of the elect, be gathered together in the universal church in the Father's presence. So beautiful, so magnificent, this proclamation of the kingdom. It's so beautiful, and which leads right into this proclamation of the kingdom in the gospel, in our gospel reading. So the church has its ups and downs, and that's what they're talking about, what Paul's talking about here in Corinthians. But let's get right into the gospel reading too. In case you're just joining us, this is the Epiphany Radio Program. My name is Deacon Louis Zimlick, and this is in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. If you're interested in anything about the Catholic Church, you can go to the Diocese of Kalamazoo website, which is diokzoo.org. Also, you can listen to holyfamilyradio.net, as well as EWTN.com. A lot of good information on the Catholic Church, both those areas, as well as Vatican.va. And while I'm thinking of that, too, I don't know if anyone has been Pope Francis's new movie, A Man of His Word, came out in theaters, and I think it's mainly just in major markets. But I know there's going to be churches around that will be having that movie, be showing that movie. I know it'll be out on DVD pretty soon here. So we'll have to be looking for that, and we'll talk more about that later. But let's go right into our gospel reading, which is quite fantastic as well. The proclamation of the kingdom, this Jesus' invitation to enter the kingdom in the form of parables. So he's talking about, he's not talking about going to hell. He's talking about going to heaven. What is it like? What is heaven like? See, Jesus constantly inviting us. Explaining certain things, and this final thing here, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. And in a certain way, my brothers and sisters, I would consider that to be like, you know, when you are meditating or when you're going to Mass and you're sitting there quietly, Jesus explaining these things to you in a very private way, see, in a very quiet way, where we sit quietly. We ask Jesus, please, Jesus, explain these things to me. Please, Jesus, help me. Help me to forgive. Help me to love. Help me to love my Father, my earthly Father, who I've had so much difficulty with, who didn't do the things that I wanted him to do, didn't do the things that I thought a real good Father should have done for me. Help me, Jesus. Help me. Help me, God. Help me to forgive. Help me to love. Help me to be that man or that woman that you want me to be. And most of all, to forgive my brothers and sisters. If your fathers have fallen short, please forgive them. Please forgive them. It's difficult to be a parent. Sometimes we don't realize that until we become parents ourselves. And then we realize what a tough time our moms or dads had. Or, you know, we really take the grown-up approach to it and really think about how their childhood, what was their childhood like. And of course, you can take the hardcore approach to it and say, I don't care, that doesn't matter. Well, that's not right. That's quite childish. But, you know, if you've endured abuse, whether it's verbal or physical abuse, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for that. And I know God does not want that. Does not want that for any of us. But my brothers and sisters, where are we going to go today? Are we going to love today, or are we going to hate today? You know, there's this very beautiful thing that's right in line with these parables that we're talking about here in the gospel, how we get to heaven. How do I get to heaven? How do I witness Jesus Christ in my life? How do I witness God the Father in my life? And God the Son, Jesus. And God the Holy Spirit that dwells within me and dwells within you. And I tell you, there's this very beautiful kerygma. the kerygma, which is this Greek word for to witness or to preach, to tell our story. And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, you do not need to memorize the Bible. You do not need to memorize church doctrine. You know, I don't need to get to the point where I can tell all the Baptists what to do, or the Baptists need to tell me what to do. But can I be a friend? Can I be a friend? Can I tell my story? Can I be a witness of Jesus Christ? And so these four things, these four steps to complete this kerygma. Kerygma. These four things. The four things for all of us to understand. And the first thing is, and to know, is that God is love. God is love. The second thing for me to know is that I am a sinner. You hear Pope Francis talk about that a lot. The third thing is to know that I need a Savior, Jesus Christ, the God-man. And the fourth thing is to witness all of these other three things, that God is love, that I am a sinner, and that Jesus has saved me. And through those three things, my brothers and sisters, we come to know ourselves, we come to know God, we come to know in a very deep way how we can help other people. For many of us, we can't even get to that first part, that God is love. So I'll say these again. Do you do that? Can you write these things down and acknowledge all of these things, that you do these things? Because this is what it takes to be a witness of Jesus Christ, a witness of God in this world. Number one, that God is love. Number two, that I am a sinner. Number three, that I need a Savior. And then to witness all these things and to tell your story to another person, to be a friend, to tell them that you have discovered this God of love, Jesus Christ, that you have discovered the fact that you are a sinner, you are a fallen person, and you need help. And when we ask for help, that Savior Jesus comes into our lives. And so, my brothers and sisters, I hope you witness and preach and tell your story this week of this Father's Day week. And I hope you find it in your hearts to be able to forgive and love your fathers and grandfathers out there, and to remember them, and to and those of us who are fathers and grandfathers, that maybe we need to change some of the things that we do, you know, that we need to learn to love a little more deeply, that we need to forgive, that we need to say we're sorry in certain situations. That would be very good and very healing, because my brothers and sisters, time is short. And I'm not talking about the end of the world. I'm talking about the end of our own personal worlds. People are living and dying every day. Don't wait too long. Don't be late for this. Don't be late for this. Happy Father's Day, and may God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all. We love you. Happy Father's Day.